Narration by White Men Could Stop Minorities from Watching Nature Docs, Government-Funded Study. By Peter Cattell on January 9, 2023. Ethnic minorities could be put off watching nature documentaries if they are narrated by white men, a report funded by the supposedly conservative-led British government has claimed. A study that was financially supported by Britain's Environment Agency in 2022 reportedly claims that ethnic minorities may be put off watching a nature documentary if it involves a presenter who is a white man. The research was reportedly uncovered by Conservative Way Forward, a Margaret Thatcher-linked pressure group, with some excerpts of the report being published by The Telegraph on Saturday. According to the newspaper, the Environment Agency funded what it described as an international climate change group to commission an investigation into the effects multicultural politics can have on their work. Titled A Challenging Environment: Experiences of Ethnic Minority Environmental Professionals, the document reportedly concluded that the presence of white men in documentaries could be preventing people of other backgrounds from watching content on nature. The tendency for environmental documentaries to be voiced by white male voices was given as an example of how the environment and the sector can feel inaccessible to people from ethnic minorities. The study reportedly concluded, apparently offering no criticism of people put off by white people as harboring racial prejudice. Overall, The Telegraph claims that the Environment Agency has been increasingly focused on the issues of equality, diversity and inclusivity in recent times, with the British government handing the organization millions of pounds to pursue these aims despite having been led by the notionally anti-woke conservative, Tory, party for well over a decade. The revelation that the government is funding studies into the negative effects white men are supposedly having on nature documentaries comes shortly after a presenter from the country's state-owned broadcaster criticized rural Britain for its cultural association with white Britons. Nihal Arthanayake, a broadcaster for the BBC, remarked last week that there was a perception that the British countryside is middle-class and white, a perception Arthanayake accused so-called online trolls of encouraging. There is this barrier, a perception, often perpetuated by social media trolls, that the countryside is inherently white and middle class, Arthanayake said. But when you go out there, overwhelmingly you will find that people are just happy. Happy to be there and happy to see you. We live in one of the most tolerant countries on the planet. And whether I'm walking by myself or with a family, I've never felt anything other than welcome. He went on to say, perhaps unintentionally undermining the narrative of the countryside as some sort of hotbed of racial identity politics. Arthanayake's comments generated substantial controversy in Britain, with the presenter attacking many of those who he disagreed as being racists and trolls. Do these people who so fear being a minority fear it because of the way they have treated minorities? He suggested online. The normalization of anti-Muslim hate on social media is disgusting, sick, he added. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.